Hey everybody, my name is Isolde Trachtenberg and this is the Own Your World show. On the show, we'll be exploring how you can take control and own your life. Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode of Own Your World. Today I'm going to be doing the Own Your Mind portion of the podcast. They're all divided into five categories: Own Your Spirit, Own Your Heart, Own Your Story, Own Your Talk, and Own Your Mind. Own Your Mind, today's episode, is going to be some sort of a review of a philosophy, a methodology, a book, or a thought process that I think will be helpful to you and to me to own our worlds, you know, to really get to the place where we thrive, where we really own ourselves, where we're in control, and we express ourselves with authenticity, and when we communicate straight from our hearts and our spirits. So today, I'm going to start with a review of Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crush It, Why Now is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion. I thought about what should be the next book I review. The first one last week was Julia Cameron's The Artist's Way. This time I decided to go with Gary V. Now, he and I share some striking similarities. We are both immigrants from the former Soviet Union. He's from Belarus. I'm from Moldova. We both came over in the 1970s. So we're both sort of possessed of that, I guess, immigrant chip on our shoulder. Certainly, there was a lot of pressure for us to succeed. But there are some striking differences, too. One of the big differences is he says he was perfectly parented. Lucky dude. I was not perfectly parented. In fact, I would say I was the opposite. He says his father gave him cover to do his entrepreneurial thing, and his mother supported him in basically all of his endeavors, and she forgave his terrible grades. I was told, often forcefully, that I had better get all A's or else. Unlike him, my natural entrepreneurial tendencies were crushed. So, to me, it's interesting to look at two different styles of parenting in our upbringing and see both how similarly and how differently we turned out. That's something I'm sort of thinking about as I get deeper and deeper into some of his thoughts and his work. Someday, I hope that he's going to read my book, too. Now, let's get to the book. So, there are a few points in the book that I think are crucial. One of the biggest ones, and I think the most important one, is he advises everyone who reads the book to figure out what they love more than anything else. So, that's the big thing. What do you love more than anything else? And then, once you know, go do that. Go do that thing. That thing you love more than anything else, go do it. So you love making jewelry more than anything? Great. You love being outside with dogs? Great. You love spending money? Go start a consulting business as a stylist or a personal shopper. Regardless of how much heart, soul, and time you put in, you won't feel like you're working. Do you see what I mean? There's something compelling about that. There's something fascinating to me about the idea of going, you know what? I love to decorate windows more than anything else. I'm going to go figure out how to make money decorating windows. And the thing is, if I spend 17 hours a day decorating windows and I love it, none of it feels like work. So I've been a professional workshop facilitator and a professional musician and a number of other things. But people ask me, you know, how is it that you can be so busy and still get anything else done? And I don't worry about it. I'll be honest. That's the big thing. I love what I'm doing while I'm doing it. And that is so crucial because it never feels like work. You know, that there's that old saying, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life. And that's kind of what this is. And Gary Vaynerchuk has brought this back in this book. It's his first book. He's a, you know, New York Times bestselling author, which is fabulous. And this in his first book, he detailed it in such a way that it's really amazing to think about the fact that your natural enthusiasm will be so infectious that you can go out and get other people excited about what you're excited about. And my goodness, isn't that a great way to start a business? So it's like he's giving all the closeted entrepreneurs out there permission to follow their dreams. And isn't that incredible? It's like, that's it. I can do it. I can go follow my dreams. Not a problem. But what's really going to cook your noodle is that if you are a natural self-starter or a natural entrepreneur, you won't need his or anyone's permission. You'll just go out there and you'll do it and you'll kick its butt. Now, here's where I diverge from him somewhat. See, I think we need a push sometimes. We need that one thing, that one last thing that's going to let us blast off and take off and do our thing like crazy. Some of us don't have the capability of knowing what it is or figuring out how to go from that A point, the I know what I love more than anything else in the world, to the B point of orbiting around to the fact that you see the path clearly that will get you to where you want to go. So that, I think, is important to think about, that sometimes you need a little bit of a helping hand. You need a push or a nudge. In the book, he goes into some ways to go and do these things via social media. He talks about being more helpful to others than they are to you. You know, he always says in the book, and when you hear him live, give 51% to the other person's 49%. And he talks about that in the book as well. But I'll be honest, the best part of the book is the radical notion that we have the right to try for the stars. You're no longer a loser or too big a risk taker or even a radical if you want to do your own thing. This book gave countless people permission to go for their dreams. And perhaps that's exactly what I mean by needing that extra nudge. Maybe the entire book is the extra nudge. So if you need something to push you off the follow your dreams cliff, feel free to use this book as your diving board. I will say the book is not as fleshed out about some things as it could be. But hey, it's his first book, right? And in addition to the book, the printed version, you might want to check out the audiobook version. In it, he gives updated views because it's a few years later, and he talks about how his views have evolved, how the market has evolved, how social media has evolved, and you'll get a really good idea of how to proceed based on that. For my part, I enjoyed reading one man's evolution in his thinking and philosophy. So you'll probably read more than one. And right after that, if you go over to Ask Gary Vee and you try that or you start following him on social media, that's great. You're going to get a lot of ideas on how to, well, crush it. If you have any questions about today's episode, please get in touch. Tweet me at Isolde T, or check out my website to see much more information about communication, creativity, and inspiration. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had as terrific a time as I did. Until next time, keep looking for inspiration to take control and own your world. This episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg. Today's music brought to you by Kevin MacLeod, Laser Groove, and Ave Marimba by Creative Commons License 3.0. This episode of Own Your World with Isolde T is copyright 2017 by Isolde Trachtenberg.